This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Local officials are excited after hearing Governor Gordon's announcement yesterday that the Gillette area is a candidate for the new Natrium nuclear power plant. According to the news record, Mayor Louise Carter King received a call from Rocky Mountain Power about an hour before the governor's press conference to let her know that Gillette was one of the four candidates. Carter King says Gillette, as the energy capital of the nation, is perfect for the project. The Gillette City Yard's waste drop-off site is once again open after a large debris fire caused its shutdown Tuesday night. Firefighters spent almost a full day containing the blaze. The Gillette Fire Department did a final check yesterday morning, and the site was reopened. There are now 15 people interested in running for the 7 possible trustees positions if the Gillette Community College District becomes a reality. The filing period for the positions ends on Tuesday. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The National Weather Service has predicted temperatures could climb into the 90s today and tomorrow. If Gillette sees those high temps, we could set new records. Fortunately, a shift in the weather pattern should bring a drop in temperatures on Tuesday, with still higher than normal temps predicted to be in the 80s. Good thing the pool is open. Gillette is getting ready to start the first segment of upgrades to the city's wastewater treatment plant. According to the news record, the city has accepted a bid from a Colorado company to construct a new headworks facility. The first portion of that project will cost about $13.7 million. Work on the first segment should be done by the end of December. Tomorrow, the Campbell County Public Library will host its regional authors' fair featuring Dennis Davis, who will lead a writer's workshop and then appear and sign at a meet and greet. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.